For God so loved the world that he sent his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him might have eternal life. For this very reason, we rejoice. We take this opportunity, kind of like right in the middle of Lent, to rejoice. Because in this season of Lent, we have a tendency to sort of look at our own sinfulness and to prepare and to sacrifice and to give alms to make up for or to show that we are aware of that sinfulness. So there's a certain level of tension involved in this season of Lent. It's kind of interesting. A couple of weeks ago, after I went home, after giving a homily, my wife said to me, you know, you keep talking about like how we're supposed to do good things, how we're supposed to live, but you never really give any examples. How are we supposed to do that? And I was thinking in terms of this particular Sunday, a Sunday in which we highlight the tension of Lent, the tension that exists in recognizing our own sinfulness and at the same time looking toward the great celebration of Easter. This is a good time to sort of look at what that difference is between light and darkness. What's the difference between good and evil? One of the things that kind of came to mind immediately for me was the seven deadly sins. So I'm standing in here because I needed a note so I wouldn't forget the seven deadly sins. I've become proficient at some of them, but I wanted to make sure that I included each of them and sort of the exact opposite of them. Because in this struggle between light and darkness, right and wrong, good and evil, it's important for us to sort of gather an awareness of where we are, but even more importantly, where God is working in our lives. Because fundamentally, the difference between vice and virtue is the difference between us being self-absorbed and us being aware of other. And so in this Rejoice Sunday, we are particularly aware of the otherness of God in our life. The reality that God came into the world to serve as a beacon of hope, to serve as a model of goodness for us to follow and to enjoy eternal life. But it's when we get caught up in ourselves that we have a tendency to forget about God, and even more importantly, to forget about other people in our life. So I want to talk about vice and virtue. First of the deadly sins is lust. Now, lust can sometimes be considered something where we are considering other people, but we're not. We're objectifying other people only for self-service. So the opposite of lust is to practice that virtue of chastity. And chastity is recognizing the good and valued purpose in what God has given us in our sexuality. That requires an other-centeredness. It requires a real awareness of who God is and what God wants of us in giving us the gift of our sexuality. Gluttony. I'm pretty good at that one. Unfortunately, gluttony is all about us. It's when we just can't get enough. And when is enough enough? That can be really challenging. But the opposite virtue of gluttony is temperance, a sense of moderation, the ability to sort of push ourselves away and to say, we've had enough. We've been satiated. We don't have to be stuffed. Greed. How easy it is for us to be greedy. And greed can come in many forms. But our desire for money, or our desire for things, our desire for power, has to be tempered by our desire for generosity, by our desire to want to give out of charity to others. Sloth. There's a certain laziness that can come to us from what I would suggest is kind of like a hopelessness. When we look at the broken world, and we think about the broken world only in our own context, and we get down, we sort of give up on the world. What we need to exercise in moments like that is diligence. And diligence doesn't necessarily have to be gung-ho. It just means we have to keep moving. We have to keep moving towards God, moving towards the idea that someone other than me matters. Wrath. How angry is our world in this day and age? How easy it is for us to be hate-filled, frustrated, to lash out, to name call. This is one of the most challenging of the deadly sins, because it's so easy for us to sometimes sort of rationalize our anger, to make it righteous, because we're right. The way to combat our anger is with patience. We have to be willing to listen to others. We have to be willing to empathize with others. We have to be willing to take a back seat to what other people want sometimes. Envy. How easy it is for us to sort of look at someone else's situation or state in life and to think, wow, that would be nice. I wouldn't mind having that kind of car, or making that kind of money, or having that kind of job or prestige. In order for us to combat that, we need to exercise the virtue of gratitude. We have to be thankful for all that we have. And if you think about why we are rejoicing today, what more do we need? The abundance of love that comes from God, the gift of eternal life that is offered freely and constantly, is what we need to focus on and to practice in a virtuous life, instead of looking around and comparing ourselves to everyone else. Give thanks to God for who you are. Give thanks to God for all that He has given you, the good and the bad. Because it's in the bad stuff that we can actually recognize how valuable God really is in our life. And lastly, pride. All of these sins, when we look at how self-centric they are, each and every one of them contributes to that great sin of pride. So it's important for us to practice humility. And humility is nothing more than just being honest with ourselves. And I think, in sum, that's what this season of Lent is really all about. That's why we have to rejoice even in the midst of this season of Lent. Because the reality is, God so loved us and so loved this world that He entered into it in order for us to have eternal life. So humility is the courage to be able to accept our deficiencies, not to be satisfied with them, but to accept them and to work with them for the good of others. And most importantly, recognizing God in our lives. And there's no better way to invite God into our lives than by being aware of those areas in which we're deficient. So in this season of Lent, we're called to rejoice. We rejoice, but we have full awareness of our sinfulness and our need for God. That's what brings us here this morning. So as we continue our prayer today, and as we continue in this season of Lent, as we receive Christ in this Eucharist, let it be our prayer that we will have the courage and the strength and the awareness to practice a virtuous life, to pay attention to where we may fall into sin, and in particular, into these cardinal sins, and recognize that it's only God's gift of grace, which is so abundant, that God wants for us to be able to overcome our sinfulness and to live this life of virtue.